Lucy was looking sweetly pretty in her white lawn frock. She has got a beautiful color since she's been here. I noticed that the old man did not lose any time in coming up and sitting near her when we sat down. She is so sweet with old people. I think they all fell in love with her on the spot. Even my old man succumbed and did not contradict her, but gave me a double share instead. I got him on the subject of the legends, and he went off at once into sort of a sermon. I must try to remember it and put it down.
It be all fool talk, lock, stock, and barrel, that's what it be, and nought else. These bands and wafts and bow ghosts and bar guests and boggles and all nent them is only fit to set bairns and dizzy women a-belderin'. They be nought but air blebs. In all grims and signs and warnings be all invented by persons and illsome book bodies and railway touters to steer and scunner halflings and get folks to do something they don't other incline to. It makes me ireful to think of them. Why, it's them that, not content with printing lies on paper and preaching them out of pulpits, does want to be cutting them on the tombstones. Look here all around ye, and whate'er you will, all them stains holding up their heads as well as they can out of their pride as they can't simply tumbling down with the weight of the lies wrote on them. Here lies the body, or sacred to the memory, wrote on all them, and yet is nigh half of them. There be ain't no bodies at all, and the memories of them be ain't cared a pinch of snuff about, much less sacred. Lies, all of them, nothing but lies of one kind or another. My gog, but it'll be a square government on the day of judgment when they come tumbling up here in their death sarks, all duped up and trying to drag the tombstones with them to prove how good they was, some of them trembling and dithering with their hands, and dozens a slippery from lying in the sea that they can't even keep the grip on them.